This is Earth and Sky on the Black-Footed Ferret.
By the mid-1970s, these animals were thought to be extinct from the wild. Then, dramatically, a small group of about 130 ferrets was found in Wyoming in 1981. When a disease outbreak threatened to wipe out this group, the wild black-footed ferrets that were left, only 18 in number, were taken into captivity. Today, it's thought that every black-footed ferret living on Earth is a descendant of just 7 that reproduced from that original 18. Now a few hundred black-footed ferrets are released every year into the wild.
Prairie dogs make up more than 95% of a ferret's diet. And this dependence on prairie dogs hurts the ferrets, too. That's because prairie dog numbers have dwindled to less than 1% of their original size across the Great Plains. Most were killed during the last century by ranchers and farmers who view prairie dogs as pests.
Genetic diversity in ferrets remains a concern, and scientists carefully breed them in captivity to help start wild populations. Several zoos across the country keep ferrets safe just in case. And that's our show. Thanks today to the Bureau of Land Management and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, promoting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.